Yo, so on this current episode of what we're doing, I've got some of the guys and girls from inside the program who have joined the call. On this occasion, or for at least who's currently present, these guys are only able to listen in. So you won't be hearing from them tonight, but you will be hearing from me. If you're watching or listening to this back and you have any questions, please just put them in the group. And if you are here live and if you're listening in, but you can't speak, but you can type, then please chuck a question, a topic, or a challenge. Current question, topic, or challenge in the Zoom chat would be pretty helpful. So, Hess, Mahul, Della, if you've got a question or a topic you want me to bring up or a biggest challenge right now, please put that in the Zoom chat and then we'll dive in. So, first question, kind of topic I was going to pull up was, understanding that with fitness, with your progress, guys, I feel like a lot of you have asked me recently about this. What could I be doing more of? What could I be doing better? Okay. And what you need to understand as we add Clive into the mix, is sometimes it's not always about doing more or doing better. Sometimes it's just doing the stuff you're doing and doing it consistently. So the analogy I usually use at this point is like, it's like hitting top speed in a car, okay? And how that relates to not being able to lose fat maybe more quickly. So I think it's easy to think that dropping your calories further or increasing your steps more or training harder in the gym will result in, say, more fat loss, right? Well, sometimes that can be the case, okay, when it comes to fat loss. But you know how when you're driving a car and no matter how hard you push your foot down on the floor, if you've hit top speed in that car, you can't go any faster. So there are, of course, things we can do and change, but we also have to sometimes appreciate that maybe you are doing everything you can right now. Maybe your steps are where they should be. Maybe your calories are where they should be. Maybe your diet, maybe everything, your workouts, everything you're doing is spot on. Sometimes that is the case. And sometimes you just need to be appreciative and accepting of it. It might just be a matter of time for you. Sometimes it just takes time. So sometimes you just need to stick to the process. You need to trust the process. You don't need to tinker or try and fix or change the process. Sometimes you just need to be patient, trust the process, and just keep going. Because more often than not, what people do is they start tinkering and they start changing things. And then what they end up doing is causing unnecessary problems for themselves when actually maybe what they're doing right now is working really well. Okay. So next one came in. And by the way, this is for Hess, Mahul, Della, Clive, who are here live. Guys, if you've got a question, a topic, or something you're being challenged with right now, please put it in the Zoom chat because this is like the best opportunity for me to address it for you. Okay. And then Della's just put in, does stress cause you to gain weight? Which is a great question, which I'm going to come back to in a second. So let's talk about like four of the best ways to tackle the weekends, okay? Because I know a lot of you come unstuck at the weekends, and you guys often find the weekends quite difficult, myself included, right? So here's one way, right? Continue tracking your food at the weekend, okay? Because if it's worked well for you Monday to Friday, guess what? It's going to work well for you at the weekend. So why are you stopping tracking at the weekend when it's worked so well for you during the week? The second thing to do to tackle the weekends, and for anyone listening to this, watching this back, thinking about this, is understanding that if you're going to have a drink at the weekend, try and avoid beers and wines. Like, go for a spirit with a diet drink, keep the calories down. I personally would go for like a vodka diet coke. Okay. Another way to the third of the four ways to handle the weekends would be skip your breakfast. Okay. And yes, you heard me correctly. Use the calories that you would normally have at breakfast and put them towards a higher calorie dinner. So I know on this call for sure that Hess has been using intermittent fasting to help aid his fat loss. So for anyone else that maybe you can tag him in the group and ask him how he's finding it. But if you struggle with like making your calories spread throughout the day, one of a surefire way is to skip breakfast and then have those calories in the evening. And then the fourth and final way, guys, to really help you at the weekends is you if you are going for dinner, choose what you're going to have before you get there. Okay. It is such a risky move to wait until you get to the dinner, you get to that meal, and then you're going to choose what you're going to have. So what I often suggest to you guys and say to you when we're speaking privately or as part of the group is what you're gonna have. Like, try and choose what you're gonna have for dinner before you even get there, so you're not having to make that decision when you get there. All right. And this will reduce in the likelihood of you ordering more food than you actually want or need. Okay. So back to Della's question, and Clive, Mahul, Hess, I know you're listening, but please chuck in either a question, a topic, or a challenge in the Zoom chat so I can serve you guys. But let's go to Della. So Della asked, can stress cause weight gain? Great question. So it's less the stress itself that kind of inhibits fat loss. It's typically what stress does in terms of the behavior changes. Example, when you're stressed, you're more likely to binge, you're more likely to crave sugary foods, you're more likely to seek comfort. Okay. And by seeking comfort, what I mean by this is you start to look for comfort in places such as food, right? So I typically think that if you are struggling with the way that you manage stress, and if for you that you typically manage stress through high sugar, high fat foods, then yes, of course, you could just not buy those foods. You could just not have those in the home. You could just remove those. But then obviously, you still run the risk of when you are in that position, and then what happens then? Do you, like, when they are presented to you, what do you do then? So what I would rather you do is get to the source of what's causing you the stress. So whether this is you, Della, asking for yourself or just generally inquiring, and obviously we can talk about this offline. But what you need to understand, guys, about stress is get to the source of the stress. Like, what is causing you the stress? Is it friends? Is it family? Is it work? Is it your schedule? Is it something you're going through personally, professionally? What is it? And then how do we address that? That would be the first place to go. Obviously, to help you, like I just said, removing temptation from the equation will obviously massively help things. So let's say, for example, you know that when you're stressed, your vice is chocolate bars, specifically Mars bars, Snickers, whatever. Well, get them out of the house. Don't buy them in the first place. That's obviously going to help you. Okay. Okay, cool. Next one. I haven't seen anything coming from Hess, Clive, or Mahul, so I'm going to stick to my list unless that you guys chop in. This is your best chance for us to have the conversation. So here's like a few reasons why your muscles aren't getting bigger. So a couple of people have asked me this week, like, why can't I seem to gain muscle regardless of going to the gym every single day? Well, one reason is that you're not in a calorie surplus. So remember, guys, for the fat loss crew here, if your primary goal is to lose body fat, why are you stressing so much about the muscle you're putting on? Yes, of course, the holy grail. In an ideal world, of course, you would love to be putting on muscle and losing fat simultaneously. I wish that was the case, and it can happen in a few cases. For the most part, it doesn't. If you're more concerned about losing body fat, then you need to be in a calorie deficit. If you're more concerned about putting on muscle, you need to be in a calorie surplus. If you want both at the same time, then you're going to have a tough gig, and you're probably going to end up spinning your wheels. What you're better off doing is focusing and doing one first, and then focusing on doing the other one second. As you guys will know, especially those of you that have known me for longer than the past few months, if you know me for a few years now, which some of you have, especially some of you listening to this back, you'll know that I go through periods of time where I'm cutting and then periods of time where I'm bulking. So in that bulking phase and that gaining phase and that massing phase, that's when I'm gaining muscle. In the fat loss phase, that is when I'm stripping the body fat, that currently the phase I'm in now. So I've got 7 weeks to go. And yes, of course, I don't want to lose muscle, but I'm also appreciative that I'm not going to be gaining muscle in this phase, and that's okay with me. So one is going to be accepting that if you really are that bothered about muscle building, then you would go into a calorie surplus. But if you want to look more muscular anyway, the more fat you get rid of, the more it reveals the muscle underneath anyway. So that kind of serves the purpose. The second thing you would do is look at, are you logging your weights and reps? So whether that's in an app, whether that's the notes on your phone, whether that's in a notebook, you need to be trying to beat your previous session numbers. So if you train today, guys, if anyone here who trained today, who here trained today, just put in the Zoom chat, put like a yes or a no in the Zoom chat. Put a yes or a no in the Zoom chat. Have you trained today? If you're training later, maybe put the word later, right? So if you train today, Hess is later. Okay, perfect. Guys, you train later, right? So if you're training later, guys, what you need to consider is, how and where and when are you going to beat the numbers you did last week? Okay, because that's how you should be thinking. Every time you train, it's either, can I do more reps with the same weight? Can I do the same rate for more reps? Or can I do the same weight, same reps, but maybe at a slower tempo, which is a bit of more of an advanced technique, but it's a technique nonetheless. So what I would suggest, guys, is of course, which for the guys inside the program, obviously they will be logging their weights and reps, which is spot on. But then, are you trying to beat the time before? And then, like I said, you've got a few variables to play with if you're trying to build muscle right now. And the final one is maybe it's time to train along someone who's bigger than you or stronger than you. Okay. And that might be booking in a session with a friend or a family member who maybe has been going to the gym longer than you, someone who's pushing heavier weights than you, that kind of forces you to level up a little bit. Because what can happen is that you can end up just training on your own all the time, and then you only kind of push yourself versus yourself. And maybe you look left and right and see that other people are lifting more than you, but because you're not spending that much time with them or you're not in conversation with them, you don't really have that same sort of like a rapport with them or a bit of sort of friendly banter, which you could then get if you had that with your a friend or a buddy. So maybe booking a session with someone if you feel like you're not pushing yourself in the gym. All right. And that could be just someone who is further down the line than you are. Okay. Okay, cool. Let's just kind of go around this one. A few things that are killing your fat loss progress. One of them is going to be not tracking your food in MyFitnessPal. Okay. I know some of you here will feel like it is long, it's boring, it's tedious. Don't think that at times I don't feel the exact same way. But then likewise, it's this very small price to pay for what it gives you. Okay. If it's the precursor for you being able to go on and live the life you want, have the health you want, achieve personal, professional goals for having the confidence you want, is it that deep if realistically 5 minutes out of your entire day, 5 minutes out of 24 hours in the day that you have to track your food, is it that deep? Is it that like noticeable that it's really worth you getting too stressed about for what it can allow you to do? Like how much muscle you can gain for tracking your protein, how much fat you can lose for tracking your calories, you know? Like stop eating clean and hoping for the best. You can't manage what you don't measure, so why not get on board with the tracking side of things? Another thing that kills your fat loss is not working towards a daily step goal. Okay. And you guys know that I bang on about this daily step goal for a reason. It's one of the easiest ways to measure your activity. It's very difficult to measure how many calories you burn in a workout session. It is a lot easier to measure how many calories you burn in your steps. So you need a number to work towards every single day to ensure you're staying active. And you guys all have that number. Okay. And those are the big three, right? If you're hitting your weights, if you're hitting that daily step goal consistently, and then you're pushing that up over time, and then you're hitting your daily calorie goal, there is no reason why you wouldn't be losing body fat. There are like only very rare cases where you're not going to lose body fat. I am yet personally, for myself, and after being doing this for over a decade for myself and with clients, seen anyone who has consistently hit their workouts, consistently stay within the calories, and consistently hit their step goal that hasn't gone on to get the body they want, the fitness they want, the strength they want, the confidence they want. It just doesn't, it's yet to happen to me. It's typically either that they're just not doing something, or the stuff they're reporting back to me is maybe maybe unintentionally skewed or off. And that's okay, but that happens. But that's something we need to consider. Okay. I've got three more guys. One of them is not adhering to the program and engaging with your coach or the program. The other one is not pushing for progress with your sessions. So you should, like I said, although you shouldn't expect to see massive muscle building gains, of course, you should be pushing for progress with your resistance, aiming to get stronger. Otherwise, you're just going to start dropping body fat, but you also might start to drop muscle. And then the other thing that kills your fat loss progress is not asking your friends and family to support you. Like I know for sure, based on some private conversations we've even had with some of you guys, that you haven't fully got your friends and family to commit to what you're doing. And then you go out with your friends and family, you go for lunches or dinners, and you don't get that support because you haven't asked for that support. So you need to ask like two or three of your closest friends and family to hold you accountable. And then you need to at least let the rest of your friends and family make them aware of what it is you're working on. Because you can't expect people just to give you their support as if it's given. They're working on their own goals after all, right? So what you need to do, what you're better off doing, is asking for their support. So when you next go for dinner with a friend or a family member that isn't aware that you're on a fitness journey, you say to them, "Hey, Amy, great to catch up. How's things been? Oh, I'm actually working on my fitness right now. It's going really well. Oh, okay. And just a heads up, I'm not going to be drinking tonight, or I'm only going to get a main and a starter. I'm not getting a dessert, or I'm just going to get a main. You do you. You have a starter, you get dessert. I'll just get a Diet Coke." But tell people, get that support from your friends and family. It's an absolute game changer than expecting them to support you And yes, we all think that our friends and family should support you, but they don't always understand what's important to us. So you have to sometimes ask for that support. And by asking for that support, you get the support. It's very rare that one of your true friends or family will turn around and say, "No, I'm not going to support you with your health and fitness." It doesn't happen. I'm yet to hear of it happening, thankfully. Okay. So there we go, guys. I've addressed I think pretty much all of the topics that came through in the check-ins, and also stuff that's come up in the past week. If I've missed anything, then obviously now is your time to suggest something. I've got something here from Mahul. I've got nothing from Clive, nothing from Hess, nothing else from Della. So that's all good. But if you do have a question, a biggest challenge right now, or a topic you want me to cover, then let's stick it in there. So Mahul said, are supplements helpful to aid weight loss? Can I get the same results without using supplements? Great question, by the way. So there's a few supplements I would recommend. And surprise, surprise, off the back of being unwell last week, even more relevant to this, guys, right? And I'm on a diet right now. So I've got 7 weeks to go. I'm aiming to lose around 4 to 5 kilos over the next 7 weeks, maybe minimum. Okay. So supplements, creatine monohydrate. Take 5 grams a day. Okay. You can get at MyProtein. I'm not sponsored or affiliated, by the way. Should be the amount of money I put through them now. And yeah, MyProtein. That's all you need. 5 grams a day. Doesn't matter when you take it. That will support strength, muscle retention in the gym with your training. Vitamin, multivitamin, Boots, Tesco's own is fine. I would say that typically the dose of vitamin D and vitamin C isn't high enough, especially for vitamin D in this country with this climate with not enough sun. And I know a lot of you guys work from home or work inside, not outside. So if you're not getting enough sunshine, and if you're going for your walks in the morning and the evening, you're not getting enough vitamin D. 10 to 20 milligrams on top of what would be in a multivitamin is worth adding. Vitamin C supplement, obviously support your immune system, especially when dieting. Other supplements, I'd say a good whey protein shake and bars are handy, obviously. For anyone here that's struggling to hit their protein, if at the end of every day you just have a protein shake to fill the gap you haven't filled, then that's an easy fix. Other than that, there's no magic fat loss or weight loss supplements. I wish there was, but all of the studies show that none of them, the ones that do work, are up for debate, or they've been done on a very small test, small case studies. Or they're just a marketing bit of BS. It's good for them. They make the money, but not good for us. Doesn't really change much. A calorie deficit is the main supplement to fat loss, right? Okay. Question in from Hess. Great question. Have you trained anyone with supplements? So, yeah. So, guys, your metabolism, even with a slow metabolism, and by the way, for anyone that's interested, I've got a really cool video I can send on to you about metabolism differences. But even if you do have a slow metabolism, it only really differs by a degree of maybe like 300 to 500 calories from someone with an extreme slow metabolism to a high metabolism. So yes, you may, someone here may have a slow metabolism, but it still is only going to impact your capabilities to burn body fat, and then what your calorie maintenance is by maybe an extra 300 to 500 calories more than like someone with a fast metabolism. Typically, it's less of a slow metabolism. It's more actually psychologically, people will have a bigger appetite and a lower interest in exercise. I found over a decade of doing this and just looking at the studies that like they found that most people that perceive that they may have a slow metabolism, like I used to perceive I had a fast metabolism, but I just didn't have a big appetite and I enjoyed exercise as my main hobbies. Funny that I was a skinny kid, right? Whereas the kid at school who typically thinks they have a slow metabolism typically doesn't like exercise and loves food. Sometimes you have anomalies, of course, but for the most part, it's more a psychological thing than it is a physiological thing. That's a consideration. That being said, if you really did think you had a slow metabolism, I would always suggest seeing a doctor, not me, see a doctor. Speak to your doctor and say, "I think I have a slow metabolism," and they might put you through some thyroid testing to see if you have low acting thyroid, which might actually be the reason why. But I would say, unless you've done 30, 60, 90 days of tracking your calories, 30, 60, 90 days of consistent exercise and hitting your step goals, only then would I personally, if I had a client come to me, would I say, "We should probably speak to the doctor about this." I think it's typically more, you just need to give it a bit more time, make sure you're tracking everything to a T over a longer case period, and then we could say truly if it was just no metabolism or not. And then that would be for the doctors to do some testing, some blood work, and then they would actually have a look at, see if there's some hormones not firing. Okay. Great question, by the way, Hess. Creatine. Yeah, great question about, like, in terms of digestive system and bowel movement. I've never experienced that personally. I've probably been taking creatine for about maybe 7 or 8 years, maybe more. I've never heard of that. I can ask my kind of peers and other coaches in my space on this, but I haven't experienced that personally. But all supplements have their, like, side effects, and all supplements kind of, like, will react differently with different people. It's not something I've experienced, but it wouldn't be something I might be surprised about. I would say, though, on, like, digestive system, while we're here, guys, and, like, bowel function and regularity of bowel movements, guys, just make sure you're hitting your fiber. So when you're on a diet, you're typically looking for around 10 grams of fiber per 1,000 calories. So if you're on 2,000 calories a day, you need 20 grams of fiber. If you're on 1,500, 15. If you're on 2.5, 25 grams of fiber a day. I think I've got those numbers right, but that's what it equates to roughly. So if anyone feels that, if you don't feel like right now your digestive system is moving how it normally would or how you'd like it to, check your fiber intake. So we're talking, like, berries, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, leafy greens. We're talking broccoli, veg, stuff like that's going to support your regularity, your digestive system, if you know what I mean. All right. But great questions, by the way, guys. And I'm glad you got those in there just before we ran out of time. We've got 5 minutes to go, so I don't have any questions from Clive. I haven't seen anything from Jordan or Hess, additional, or Della, which is fine. So I hope you guys are all good. Maybe you just jumped on just to hear what the score was. But yeah, guys, great questions. So just to recap, we've got stress will affect the way you eat. So let's address the stress rather than what you. Stress is only having an impact on your diet typically because, again, psychologically, you're pissed off, you're anxious, you're upset, you're stressed, you're pissed off, you're annoyed. Let me go for the sugary foods. Let me go for the fatty foods. It's like a survival thing. It's like an evolutionary thing. Let's go recap on great question, though. Supplements aid weight loss, creatine, multivitamin. Because obviously, if you get sick, then you lose days in the gym. If you get sick, you don't do your steps. If you get sick, you're more likely to eat crap food. So let's booster and bolster your immune system. And then, can I get the same results without supplements? Of course, the best supplement is a calorie deficit. Slow metabolism, great question. Speak to your doctor. If it persists over, like, a 60, 90 day period of tracking everything to the gram, hitting your steps every day, not some days, every day. Hitting your workouts every day, not some days. And then creatine, I wish I had a more clear-cut answer. It's not something I've ever experienced, but if it persists, then I would stop taking it and then see if that changes things, or then we can address, is it something else? Because you might then take creatine out of the, because a lot of times, guys, we do things in synergistically with other stuff, right? So we can't always say, is it correlation doesn't always mean causation. Okay. If it correlates with you adding creatine, who's to say that you added something else around the same time? So it doesn't mean it always, correlation doesn't always mean causation with the stuff. So I would remove creatine for a bit and then see if, like, things change with bowel movements or digestive system. And if they don't, maybe it's something else and we can bring creatine back in. Hope that helps, guys. If that was helpful, just put, like, a yes in the Zoom chat. Let me know. Put the words yes for the no camera crew. But yeah, hope that was helpful. And then we can go again same time next week. I don't know if you guys know, some of you are messaging me directly, but that's fine. Put it in the Zoom chat if you can. And yeah, anyone listening back, any questions, put them in the group. And I'll catch you this time next week for more of the exercise and nutrition Q&A.